Originally, it was to support these local artists. Over the years, we developed a lot of relationships and even friendships with these groups and with these bands and with the individuals themselves. And so the performing arts have been one of the hardest hit industries. Arts have always been about bringing people together in groups, in large groups, you know, whether that's, you know, whether that's 20 people or 200 or 2,000. And we're not able to do that. And I know that these artists at this time of year in the spring, coming on summer, there's lots of summer gigs and tours and people getting out and festivals. And I know that they aren't able to keep those dates. They lost shows. They lost gigs. The Clements Fine Arts Center had to cancel its last two main stage shows and its last backstage pass because of the pandemic. So we know what it's like to lose that opportunity and to lose that revenue. Because we had to cancel those shows, we had a little bit of money that we did not have to spend on those particular shows. And I thought it was a great way for the Clements Fine Arts Center to support those artists who have helped us in the past. A lot of the artists were backstage pass artists at one point, or potential going to be backstage pass artists for our backstage pass series. A lot of them I did know. So yes, that's definitely a part of it. You know, making sure that in some small way we could support them financially, because we did commission all the work. And also it was an opportunity for the college and for the Clements Fine Arts Center to give something to the community. I mean, nobody's having to pay to watch these videos. You go to artsandfocus.org, follow the link, and you're able to see everything.
And your response rate was very high among the artists that you contacted?
Yes. Within 2 or 3 days of sending an invitation out through email, I had 12 or 13 of the artists commit to it. And then ultimately we had 19 total. We had two or three that had conflicts that weren't able to commit to it, but they were all very appreciative and very excited about it. And it gave at least a handful of them an opportunity to actually write new material that deals directly with the pandemic.
Have you given any thought to when people are going to have an appetite for live performance again, much less when we can actually do it? I mean, this is an unprecedented blow to the arts industry.
Yes, John, you're right. It is. That's been weighing heavily on my mind, as I'm sure other arts programmers, arts producers, and directors have been thinking the same thing. It's hard to say. We're all living 2 weeks into the future. That's about as far out as most people are looking at things. The research and the things that I read online about performing arts in larger cities and in smaller venues and in smaller spaces, and in some of the surveys that I've been seeing arts groups doing, one big piece is a vaccine. If there were a vaccine, the majority of people would seem to feel safe about getting back into groups and getting back into larger groups and going to performing arts. Realistically, I'm looking at spring being the time when we are able to even start beginning to have shows that where we're going to have an audience. I'm experimenting with 2 or 3 different models of trying to still be relevant while I can't have live performances. So the Inside Out project is kind of a toe in the pool, just kind of, you know, dipping my toe in there to see what that would be like. Because video is going to be a big part of the performing arts, and especially for presenters. It may be a year out before we're able to kind of have another live show, at least live in the way that we knew it. There are variations in between there. Maybe we're doing much smaller, more intimate shows where the audience is smaller.
I've heard the complaint, and it's a real first world complaint in these parts because we're rich in musical talent. But, you know, people would say a few months ago, there's too much going on. There are too many artists to go see. It's almost overwhelming. Do you think after this extended period of having this option taken away from us, that there'll be a newfound appreciation for just the whole going out, seeing a musician event again?
I do. I think what will happen is, I feel confident that at least for the first 6 months of things returning to normal, there'll be this outpouring of support for artists, and not just performing artists, visual artists, also galleries and museums, going to parks and zoos and any of those places where we can all kind of collect and gather as a group. However, if I'm going to be totally honest, I do think that, you know, we're creatures of habit, and we will quickly, you know, kind of hit the status quo. I think we'll go back to the way things used to be. And then when a vaccine comes out, I want to be optimistic, but I also want to be honest. And I think that, I think that they will appreciate it more, but I don't know that it's a sea change.
And again, how can listeners experience the artist videos they've submitted for Inside Out?
If you go to artsinfocus.org, that takes you to our homepage on our website. And there's a link there on that page that you can click on, and it takes you to the video playlist. Like I said, it's a 6 week long project. And every Monday we add three new artists. And we just keep adding that to the playlist. And so, you watch it for free. There's no sign up. There's no anything like that. It's just there for you to consume.
All right, Todd. Well, I really appreciate you taking time to speak with me today.
Oh, no, thank you. Everything that WKMS does is wonderful and fantastic. You're great to work with. You support not only the arts, but you support local business. If we're talking about community, WKMS is certainly a big, important part of the community, and we wouldn't be as successful without your help and support.